Hello, and welcome to the Oddness Moving Bookcast. This is a podcast about anything and everything to do with books. It is an extension of my blog, The Oddness of Moving Things, at jeffwhaley.com. I hope you'll visit me there after you listen. In this episode, I'm going to discuss the starting of my book blog, and after that, I'm going to discuss the starting of this podcast and sort of what I hope you get out of it and what I'm hoping to get out of it and how the two tie in together. So let's just jump right in. I'm going to start with what the blog means, so sort of the title, The Oddness of Moving Things, and where that came from. I found that phrase, or I guess quote, from a book, At Swim, Two Boys, by Jamie O'Neill. It's his seminal work. It's this book that took him 10 years to write, something like 200,000 words in the manuscript. And he has not written anything since then. It's 500 and some pages. It's actually closer to 600 pages. And it's just this one little line on this page that just, it stood out to me. The situation in the book is Jim, one of the main characters, is basically getting hit on by a priest while they're talking about a vocation of Jim perhaps becoming a priest. So it's a little bit creepy, but at the same time, it's so observational that I identified with it. The actual line is, "His collar pulled and his tie strained against the intrusion. He blinked. He was irresistibly aware of the oddness of moving things." So you have this line that's just so descriptive and so apt that, you know, there's a person putting their fingers into this character's collar, and he explains how odd that is, and it just really struck me as a beautiful way of describing movement. When you think about any type of movement, something as minuscule as turning on a light switch or something as grand as launching a space rocket or, launching a rocket up to space, it's easily explainable by science, but when you actually think about how weird that is and how odd it is, it's like, you know, it takes your words away. There's no really real great description to it. I did look at a couple of other titles. One was also another quote about movement, which was the second place. It's called The Journal of the Movement of the World, and that is from Muriel Barbery's The Elegance of the Hedgehog, and that, again, it was about how movement is different and how people look at movement and how they think about movement, and this little girl keeps this journal, and the way Muriel Barbery writes it, it's fascinating and it's beautiful. So for some reason, those two really stood out to me, and the idea of movement, which is kind of like the exact opposite of reading a book unless you count flipping the pages. But yeah, so I sort of went with that and I stuck with it, and that's sort of where that came from. Where the idea for the blog came from is that in 2010, I had just wrapped up a year of AmeriCorps, and I didn't have a job, so I had a lot of free time, and in that free time, I was reading like I usually do, and I was applying for jobs, and I really needed to get out of my house. It was not a great living situation, didn't get along with my roommates at the time, and I just needed to do something. And so one day, I started looking into books online and book blogging and that sort of thing, and I found this, I guess it was a challenge to read 50 books in a year, and I'm a fast reader. I've always been a fast reader, and I just went for it. I was like, all right, I can do this. I set up a blog, 10 minutes on WordPress, and I started it. And my original goal that year was to read 50 books between July and December and to write my responses to them. The responses portion is where I fell flat. I read over 50 books. I think I read like 54 or 55 books, and then I only responded to 27. So it was a complete failure, but it was great because it gave me something to do. One of the other great benefits of this blog is that it's given me something constant over the past few years. I honestly didn't think I would stick with it for a year, let alone 3 years. And this past July, it's been 3 years, and the blog, of course, has evolved. It's no longer just about books. I do a monthly topic about, I call it Workout Wednesdays, but it's really, just about me getting healthy and like going to the gym and walking and eating healthier foods. And then I do another monthly post about, I call it Cultural Corner, and that's where I discuss museums and art shows and book signings and anything that could possibly, be interpreted as cultural, which is really everything. And I'm actually excited. I'm going to do one about podcasts on an upcoming Cultural Corner. And yeah, so that's pretty much the story of The Oddness of Moving Things and the blog. So I hope you do go check it out. It's at jeffwhaley.com, GEOFFWHALEY.com, and it's great. There's all sorts of things you can check out, and I hope you visit it. After this, I'm gonna talk about this podcast and sort of what it is that I'm hoping you get out of it, and what it is that I want to get out of it, and why I think it's a great addition to The Oddness of Moving Things. So, why a podcast? There are so many really strange reasons why I wanted to do a podcast. There's a couple of normal reasons why I wanted to do a podcast, but mostly I've recently started listening to a lot more podcasts. In the past, I've listened to one or two, and now I think I'm up to 12 podcasts. Some are actual podcasts that were made and designed for this media. Some are actually other forms of media turned into this type of media, so like NPR programs, some spoken word, and some spoken story type programs, which are absolutely brilliant. And I thought, you know what? Hey, I can do a podcast. I've got so much I want to talk about. My books that I talk about on my blog, there's so much more that I want to talk about. And as I started planning this first one, I immediately had ideas for five other podcasts, and I was like, whoa. Clearly, there's a lot that I want to talk about. One of the things that I'm hoping you'll get out of this as a listener is that if you go and check out my blog, you'll see the books that I read and you'll see my response to them. But this allows me to add to those responses. So one example is, hopefully the second podcast I do is about Patricia Nell Warren's The Front Runner, which is this great novel written in the late 70s about a gay Olympic athlete. And then right now what we have going on in Sochi, Russia with the Sochi Olympics and all of that sort of thing. And it's amazing how much hasn't changed, and I'm really interested in talking about that in my next podcast. Some other examples that I'm looking at are trashy romance novels, which I think are great. The fact that I'm a Jane Austen fanboy, the fact that I love Jane Austen fan fiction. So, there's all these things that I'm really interested in and I'm excited to talk about and talk more about on here that I don't necessarily have to write out and type out, so that I can keep my actual blog posts much more specific and much closer related to the books. I'm also hoping to branch out to a different audience. I mean, the book blogging community is great. They're so friendly. Like, it was one of the first things that you notice if you start a blog or if you just visit a book blog. Everyone comments and everyone shares and everyone talks about things, and it's great. But I think the books that I read, I want to share with everyone. Like, I know my friends get tired of me saying, oh, you should read this, oh, you should read that, here's why you should read this one. And, if you've downloaded this, hopefully that means you found it and are interested in what I read, which is a really wide variety. And then, sort of, the very last reason that I decided I wanted to do a podcast were completely personal reasons. It's a confidence boost, it builds my confidence level. I don't really like the sound of my recorded voice. And this helps me get over that, really. I mean, I have to listen to the podcast over and over again to make sure that it's right and sort of edit it. Sorry about the bad edits this time. It's the first time I've done it. But it's letting me, I'm gaining technology skills, but I'm also gaining confidence in my public speaking ability and my ability to speak slowly. So, there's all of these added benefits which are brought in and help me out in the long run. So I think over the series of these podcasts, as I do them, I think it will be great for me. I think it'll be great for you because I'm able to bring in things that have happened that remind me of these books that I read. Because, the whole idea that history repeats itself and doesn't even have to be actual history. A book can be written and then some news story can happen, and then all of a sudden it's like, whoa, pretty sure some author wrote that 35 years ago, and it'll be a great thing to talk about. So Thanks for checking out the podcast. It was a super short one this week. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you have any feedback, aside from the fact that I used and a lot, I would appreciate it.
Thanks again for listening, and hopefully I will have another podcast up within the next month.